We will now begin learning Maamar HaChachma, which is the Ramchal's, a very short essay, basically, on the Tfilos of Rosh Hashanah, but primarily he focuses on explaining the Tfilah of Achein Tein Pachtecha, the introduction to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur Tfilah, which Chazal inserted in the middle of the Bracha of Atah Kadesh. We will also be utilizing the Sefer Biurei HaChachma, which was written by Rav David Kohn of Chevron Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. Brilliant, brilliant Pirush. Has many, many brilliant Sfarim. And he wrote a Pirush on Mamish every line of the Ramchal in Maamar HaChachma. Beautiful and illuminating Pirush. So we're going to go back and forth. So the Ramchal begins with the Tefillah that we add on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur in Chazaras HaShatz, which is actually even before we start saying Uvechein Tein Pachtecha. The Chazan says, after he finished his Kedusha, he says, Uvechein Yiskadish Shimcha Hashem Aleikenu, Al Yisrael Amecha, Al Yerushalayim Yirecha, Al Tzion Mishkan Kvedecha, Al Malchus Bezdav Meshichecha, Al Mechoinach Vehecholach. Meaning, Uvechein Yiskadish Shimcha Hashem Aleikenu, therefore your name, Hashem Aleikenu, should be made holy, should be Yiskadish, should be made Kaddish, Al Yisrael Amecha, through Klal Yisrael, or on Klal Yisrael, your nation, Val Yerushalayim Yirecha, through Yerushalayim, your city, and Tzion Mishkan Kvedecha, through Tzion, where you dwell, the Al Malchus Bedav Mishkecha, and through the kingdom of David, Mashiach Tzikenu, and Al Machaynach V'Hechalach, means through the Beis HaMikdash. So now the Ramchal explains. The world was created with good and evil, Tov and Ra. And in the human race, there is good and evil as well. The good is represented by Klal Yisrael, and the evil, the Ra, is represented by the nations of the world, the Umas Ha'alam. And we'll explain this soon. The world will only come to its perfection, the Tikkun Ha'alam, when the good triumphs over evil, and the evil is subjugated by the good. And in human terms, that means that Klal Yisrael will rule the world, and the nations become subservient to them. When this will happen, it'll be the best for everyone. The Kedusha, the Ur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in other words, ability to connect to Hashem, the Gilui of Hashem, will shine through Klal Yisrael and be strengthened. And if the nations of the world submit themselves to Klal Yisrael, they'll benefit from that light and Kedusha, and they'll be able to connect to Hashem and grow and enjoy that closeness. But when the nations of the world rebel and break free from the power of Klal Yisrael, and on the contrary, they rule and dominate over Klal Yisrael, it's bad for everyone. Klal Yisrael loses because they're now on a very, very low level and very low position in the world, and it's impossible for the Kedusha and the Ur of Hashem's presence to truly manifest in this world, because the only true place where Hashem's presence can be recognized is through Klal Yisrael. And when they're compromised, there's no ability to have Hashem's Gilui in this world. The nations certainly lose because they will now have absolutely no connection to Kedusha and no way to benefit from the closeness of Hashem that they could have had through Klal Yisrael. And on the contrary, they will go further and further away from Hashem and all that is good in this world. Now this piece of Ramchal follows directly from the Perek in Derech Hashem that we've been learning in the second Chelek, section 2, Perek Dalet. The Ramchal explained the difference between Klal Yisrael and Umas Ha'olam. And according to what the Ramchal explained there, Klal Yisrael was chosen and given the ability to rise above the sin, the chait of Adam Rishon, and perfect themselves once more in the way originally intended by Hashem. The nations were offered that choice. Once, before the Dor HaFlaga, the door was open. Anybody could have become chosen. And Avraham Avinu stepped up to the plate. And everybody else did not. And the second time Hashem gave them a second chance was by Har Sinai. But they turned it down again. And therefore, as a nation, all were left with the imperfection caused by Adam's Avera. And at this point, only individuals can choose to become part of Klal Yisrael through the Geiris process. And it's in this sense that the Ramchal refers to the nations of the world as evil, as Ra. They represent Ra, meaning to say that they represent the lack of Kedusha and the imperfection brought about by the Chait of the Eitz Hadas, the Chait of Adam Rishon, his sin. And only Klal Yisrael represent the power to perfect ourselves and to be totally connected to Hashem in the way that Hashem intended when the world was created.